Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Carolyn Hall over at CL3 Agency, and I welcome you back to my CL3 platform show. It's been such a long time. And I was just telling somebody that I didn't call it that I was in hiatus, but we did take a little break, and I am so excited. There are no words, and if you feel my smile, cheesy smile right now, I am so excited to get things back going with our station with what today's show is about. Today's show, well, first of all, let me back up and just say, for those of you that haven't followed CL3 Platform Show in the past, please do go to your blogtalkradio.com and search in C as in Charlie, L as in Larry, the number 3 platform show. So it's the CL3 Platform Show. And then you can get a little taste of all the beautiful, wonderful guests that we've had, all the variety of topics and what our show is, just the dynamic of our show. Today is really sentimental and important to me because as a service provider, CL3 Agency is a strategic market and event planning company. So we really don't have a tangible product. We've been around for about 13 years, and we have serviced individual professionals, speakers, authors, coaches, as well as businesses with a specialty of working with startup or intermediate businesses that are looking to take it up another notch or level, as well as organizations, whether they're for-profit or nonprofit, as long as they are serving the communities, we gravitate to them. So the services that we provide, because strategic marketing is very broad, the services that we provide fall under the category of branding, increasing exposure, your standard marketing services. And then we tie in our event planning services because our motto is if you don't have some type of event schedule within your year activity, you're missing a big piece to your marketing strategy. So you might be mindful of that. But it's better if I just direct you to our website because there's so many different things that we have going on under our umbrella. Bear with us because we are regrouping, repositioning, redirecting. So you will see some changes within the next couple of weeks, but it's enough to give you an idea, an insight as to who we are and what we do. That's www.CL3. L as in Larry, the number 3, agency.com. So CL3agency.com. Go check us out. And I welcome any call, any question, clarity, or anything like that. Or please, if you see something that you feel is a fit within your matrix, I need you to reach out to us because I'm big on one of our specialties and what makes us stand out a little bit different is that we have a high concentration and focus on creating programming or servicing, creating events in a with a collaborative initiative or mindset. Interesting, and you'll see why I say that, to what we do without losing an individual's personal identity, branding, okay? So that's all I'm going to say about me. Now the excitement that you hear in my voice is not only getting back on air, it's been so long, you should have seen the prepping behind the scenes to get this live, but that's nothing new. If you listen to some of our first shows, I was very transparent and on air because it's important for me to have our listeners, you know, go with us on our journey. And I always fumble because I'm just not a tech person, so nothing's changed. I did that again today. But today we're talking about our walkthrough gallery. This is our first tangible product I was talking about. The walkthrough gallery is, simply put, a bridge that we created this tangible product that is specifically for event planners so that they can have something that's inviting, engaging, that they bring to their event. No matter what type of events, and everybody that knows us, CL3, we do social events if you ask us to do an anniversary or a graduation or things like that. But we really prefer to stick with that business-to-business type of event, atmosphere, seminars, team building, conferences, things to that nature. But this is a product that is geared towards our developers, our event planners, and it's a replica of a real gallery that we create this space, but it's designed to bridge the arts with the economic development. So please go take us out, go look at our description, and you can go to, when you go to CL3 Agency, if you look on the page that says mentionables, additional mentionables, you got to click on the icon, and then you'll see the gallery. Now, today I'm extremely proud. In excess of being proud about being back on air, introducing our tangible product, to have our first guest be this particular guest I'm about to introduce, there's no words for it. And I think by the end of this interview, you will understand why I say what I say. And I think every last one of my guests is special. But I do like this individual. And the reason is I believe, I don't know if you've ever encountered somebody that has a very natural, powerful connection, reach, touch, ability to change people's lives in the manner of this guest. Adam Wade Watson. Adam is the founder, the CEO of the Watson Companies, and Adam has privileged us by being a part of our gallery. Now, Adam, I'm in Connecticut based, so the event and our debut for our gallery is happening in New York City, and Adam is out in California. So when I always said that CL3 has a global reach, I wasn't kidding. And Adam, I want to bring you on to just say hello. Thank you for being patient, and because I told you I was kind of in, incognito for a while, I felt it was important to make that detailed introduction, so thanks for being patient. But how are you today?
Hello. I am doing well. Thank you so much for the opportunity to chat with you on this platform. I appreciate you. I appreciate our friendship, our business relationship. We've come a long way in a month.
Yeah.
It's been a month, right? Since I met you. And I can honestly say that my life, my future, the life of the Watson Companies has been immensely impacted because of your presence in our world, and we are very appreciative of you.
Thank you so much. That was a postcard. That was a card that I would frame. And I can't wait to get everybody into our world, and you are welcome, too. And I thank you. But the reason that I believe that this synergy between us is so powerful is because we both have a nucleus of trying to change people's lives, literally, one at a time. And your angle, and I use this and I chuckled, is Mindset Go was your brainchild, in your words.
Yeah.
So go ahead and introduce yourself. You take the floor like I just took the floor. You do, Adam. Introduce yourself. Talk a little bit about, your journey and how we even got connected to this day and what we're doing.
That'll be my pleasure. Again, my name is Adam Wade Watson, adamwadewatson.com. I am the CEO and founder of the Watson Companies. I am the activating voice behind Mindset Go, and wow, what a woman. And it's been my pleasure to to go through the experiences that have led me to the point where I can actually impact other people's lives. A lot of people don't want to take the time out to actually grow through painful experiences. Like I said, I'm the CEO of the Watson Companies. I tell everybody we're a multi-platform umbrella. We oversee brands, products, projects, developments, and our flow, our driving principle is that we live to empower and inspire. So when people bring me projects or ask me to be a part of something, I really want to know one thing. Number one, are you passionate about it? Number two, does it empower and inspire? And if that's the case, then let's run. I am a motivational speaker. I am a life coach. I'm a minister. I am an author. The proudest position in my life is as a father. I am a dad of one boy and two girls, all incredibly gifted, all personality galore, they're my babies. That's what I love to do. So how did I come to this point? Well, I grew up in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, a small little town outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Go Eagles! And I grew up in a space where everything looked okay on the outside, but there were problems internally. So everybody looked at our family within our church community. My family was respected. We had clout, but inside, I was dealing with a lot of verbal abuse from my father, and so my mom spent a lot of time speaking life into me while my father was degrading me, denigrating me, you name it. And I tell people all the time, a farmer lives off of what he grows on his farm. So the words over me were, you're going to be great, but you're the closest thing to nothing. You're going to make it, Adam, and you're going to be a millionaire. You need to learn how to get a job because the best you're ever going to do is working in a pharmacy, working in a manufacturing job. Adam, you could be a world-class author. Adam, get a job because you're probably going to be great at, like, Walmart. Adam, you're a great musician. Adam, if you don't work hard enough, you'll never be anything, blah, blah, blah. So I had my mother speaking life on one end, my father speaking death on the other, and I grew up in a life of confliction. My life was always in conflict. Who I felt like I was supposed to be versus life or the reality of my world trying to beat me into the ground. And my whole life was like that. My whole life, because of the conflict that I was dealing with, I spent a lot of time just listening to other people, taking everybody else's advice except for my own, going in or taking a risk on everybody else's instruction except my own. I believed in what everybody else was saying about me instead of believing in what I thought about me. I would lay in bed at night and I would have these visions of grandeur, these visions of impact and excellence. I felt like I could be the biblical Joseph in my generation. I could turn economies. I could turn people's lives. I always felt like that alone in my bed or in my dreams. And then when I woke up to my reality, and I got out of bed, as Adam, the second oldest son, but when I teach, I tell people this, this was a statement that I made when I was growing up. I felt like, and this is from somebody who's been abused, I felt like I had more love from a rapist than I had from my father. I know that's a heavy statement, but that's the way I felt. That's how hated I felt. And so I would take everybody's advice. I took church people's advice. I did whatever anybody else told me to do, and I went in on them. When I say I went in on them, I mean I was their biggest cheerleader. I didn't go to my senior prom because I had to be at a church service. I didn't play basketball because basketball games were connected to our church services, like they were on the same night. And so I had to do, I had to put church first because that's what church required. My whole life was about doing what everybody else wanted me to do. For 35 years, ladies and gentlemen, for 35 years, Carolyn, I did what everybody else wanted me to do. And at the end of 35 years, I still wasn't fulfilled. I still wasn't happy. I still had dreams in going on in my head that I wanted fulfilled from the time I was 9. I still had dreams that wouldn't let me go. My dreams were haunting me. My kids are growing, but they know their dad is struggling. I am going through. And finally I said, you know what? I got to do me. I got to do me. I have to take a risk on me. I realized at the time I was probably one of the only people in my life who believed that I could step out on my own and not drown. I was one of the only people in my life who believed that. And so that's what I did. I started making plans to get my life together, and I was happy about it, and I was moving forward in my life, and I was moving forward in my music. I was moving forward in creating my plan, and I was getting better and at my time management. I was taking the trips that I needed to take in order to be successful all through 2014. I'm 36 now. And it's October the 14th, 2014, and I am on my way back from Los Angeles. And when I drive up in front of my home, I look up in my house, and the house looked eerily empty. I come in my home and my house is empty. I mean, I see boxes that have clothes on it and everything. They have clothes in them. I run upstairs to my daughter's room. My daughter's room is cleaned out. I run into my master bedroom. All my wife's clothes are gone. Shoes are gone. Everything. And I'm freaking out because I don't know where are my kids, where is my wife, what happened. I'm trying to call and I'm not getting any phone calls. And I'm jumping a lot in the story because the story is a lot deeper than what I'm saying. But
I'm sure.
I find out at that moment, and a couple hours later, I found out that when I started doing me, when I started taking a risk on me, it created some problems in the church where I was at. And I found out a couple hours later that some members from my church came in and moved my wife and my youngest daughter and my oldest son out of my home. Now, I don't know if any of y'all know the feeling or understand the feeling of rage, but I felt like it's one thing to be kid to have your child kidnapped and you don't know what happened and somebody went crazy and blah, blah, blah. It's a whole other thing to find out that the people who you've known for years have moved your family out your home. No heads up, no warning. I sat in my daughter's bedroom and the silence was screaming. I'm used to my daughter dancing and laughing. Those of you who follow me on Facebook and Instagram, you see my family, you can see my babies, and you know my daughter is loaded with personality. She's a dancer, she's a singer, she does it, and she's only six. I'm talking about my youngest daughter. And so to be in the house, this big old three-bedroom home with silence, I'm trying not to lose it. I don't know what's going on. I find out in the morning where they are and everything. But I'm warned, don't show up. There'll be a problem. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do because I've never understood rage other than one other moment in my life, and that was when I was 16 and my father attacked me. And for about 15, 20 seconds, I was shielding myself from my father's blows. And then I got mad that he was hitting me after all the abuse I accepted from him. And I swung back. And the very first time I swung back was when I felt my father's rage. And it was, I'll be honest with you, it was the most powerful feeling I've ever had in my life because I finally felt like I don't have to take this abuse anymore. So that was a rage that was released to defend myself. But that morning on October the 15th, 2014, I'm sitting there trying to hold my head because I don't know what's about to go on in my world. There's a knock at my door. It's my wife's best friend, and she serves me with papers. And we go from me working to October the 14th. Everything is done. I come home, and my wife has moved my kids out of the house. She's gone to me and my wife were having problems, and full disclosure, we were having problems and issues, but we were talking. And we were friends, and I thought that we were working out plans for the future on how we were going to deal with our stuff and decisions that we needed to make. And everything changed. And so I get served now with papers. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm known in my city, and I'm finding out that my wife and my church, my former church, are now sending out all types of slander, all types of foolishness about me, lies about me to other pastors. And I have other pastors in the city who are calling me like, this is what I'm hearing, but this goes against your character. And as an aside to my story, let me tell you that your character, ladies and gentlemen, is so important. Your character is so important because your character needs to be able to stand the test of time against people's accusations. People, I say to people all the time, listen, people are going to say whatever they want about you. Just don't let it be true. Don't let the things that they're saying about you be true. And so because people knew me and people understood me and they understood I was faithful when I shouldn't have been. I was loyal when I didn't have when there was no incentive to it. And so they were like, what's going on? And I was still trying to be loyal. I had some bad moments when I blew up and said some choice words. I sure did. But dealing with the anger and rage of that day, that afternoon, a good friend of mine, Nate O'Brien, showed up at my home. And he called me to see how I was doing just to shoot the breeze. And I'm start crying. I'm telling him about what just happened in my life. He came to my house, sat down with me in my silent home, and listened to me vent. After I got done venting, he said to me, he said, Adam, I know, like, what happened is crazy, but, like, what do you want from me? And I said, I need to make a life for myself, a new life. I need to be able to make money. He said, your money's in your mouth. Your money is your brand. Adam, you can help anybody. You can minister to anybody. You can talk to anybody on any level if you just open your mouth. And I said, okay. So I had to battle, I'll be honest with you, because just because you have a moment of enlightenment does not mean that you're out of the tunnel. And so it took about 3 or 4 months for me to break out of this mode of depression. I was just blown away. I had lost, ladies and gentlemen, I had lost the entire world I had known for 14, 15 years. I lost it in a week. I lost my whole life in a week. It's like, and I'm not even telling the whole story, you know. It's like,
I know, and actually, you got me so intrigued. I hate to even do this, but, you know, obviously we got a time limit on this. But, I mean, I can't even imagine. But close it out, because I do got to ask a couple questions before our time is up. So go ahead and close
your problem. So I break out of the funk. I go have a conversation. I'm trying to get my life back in order, have a conversation with Nate. While I'm in his office having a conversation with him, he asked me, what is the problem with people? Is it the fact that they're lazy? Is it the fact that they do this or that? And I said, no. I said, the problem is that most people have a correct mindset. Meaning they have the passion and the drive to do it if somebody gave them a chance, but they won't go on their own to make themselves work. And as soon as I said it, they won't go on their own, the thought hit me. Mind, set, go. But when I heard it, I heard it as a scream, and you'll hear it if you Google me on YouTube.
Wow.
You'll hear mindset go. It's
go.
Like real
I heard
powerful.
It. I heard it.
And so it was like mindset go to get people out of the rut that they've been stuck in.
And it's okay to scream because
it's all right to scream.
Yeah.
It's all right to. Because that screaming is a declaration that you've had enough. It's also a declaration that the real you is here, not the stunt double. Because most people have been living their entire lives, as the stunt double of who they really are. And so it's kind of like saying the real me is here, and the real me is about to dominate, and the real me is about to set create a legacy that is going to annihilate my history. So that's where Mindset Go came from, and Mindset Go led me into Wow, What a Woman, which is another story in and of itself. I don't know if you want me to go into there right just yet,
well,
but I'm going to pull back so you can ask your question.
Of course I want you to, but the time restrictions that we're under, and this is exactly what I wanted. Our platform show originated on creating a space and a time where people get to meet our guests. Not just you as a speaker on a stage, not just you. I've seen you, or at least recordings, not in live, but I've seen you do corporate seminars. I've seen you do large type of gatherings. I've seen you do intimate. I've seen you do, you have an academy. I mean, there's so much more, and we can't possibly go over it right now, but this was so important to me to introduce the people that are going to be in the gallery, because I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty to hear more. One of my sayings is the way to inspire. People think it's such a complicated formula, and it's really not. And, of course, here goes my guy doing the lawn. But it's really not. Sharing your story is a simple way to inspire another. And that's what
Absolutely.
I want to continue using our platform to do, Adam. And just within the few minutes that we've had, you have inspired me, and I know that you've inspired other people. But I can't go out of this, okay? We're going to keep rolling for a minute while I have
okay.
some time.
Okay.
I have so many questions, and I keep a pen and pad next to me, everybody that knows me. I'm
okay.
going to run down some of the things. So if you got a pen and paper or if you got a good memory, I would love
okay.
for you. I'm going to do mine in a quick kind of speed something, something. And then if
okay.
you can reply in that same quick speed something, something, only because we're limited. But we are coming back. You already know that,
okay.
right? We're going to
yes,
do this
absolutely.
Again. I think because I'm so heavily involved with the Wild Group and the company, Watson Company, I almost am feeling like, wow, I'm not even going to front. I've never fronted in front of my audience, and I'm not going to start now. A lot
mm-hmm.
of the reasons why we did pull back even doing the radio show is I said I kind of got bored. I kind of felt that we did what we were supposed to do. I felt like I served my purpose for that phase. And then it was
okay.
like, I don't ever want to be attached to doing something that I don't feel that zeal and zest and passion for. That's not my personality. And
okay.
and now I'm feeling it. So I'm almost thinking we need to, even if we did a monthly something, something. So we can talk about that behind the scenes. But I share that with the audience because I want to entice them enough to follow you, first of all, www.adamwadewatson.com. A, D as in dog, A, M as in Mary, W A T as in Tom, S as in Sam, O N as in Nancy. .com. Did I say it right, Adam? AdamWatson.com.
I think you missed it.
Right?
Adam Wade.
Okay.
Yeah, Adam Wade.
Adam
Watson.
Wade. I knew I missed something.
Right.
I knew it
so,
didn't sound
no,
right.
No, that's no problem.
Time.
It's Adam.
Yep.
It's Adam Wade Watson. A D A M as in Mary. W A D E like Wade in the water. And then Watson. W A T S O N.com. AdamWadeWatson.com. Yes, ma'am.
There you go. There you go. That's what I was trying to say. So definitely go there. Okay. But keep your ear to the ground. The CL3 platform is back. In full effect, and I couldn't even be any happier. And you got to wait. You think Adam is the boss? Wait till you hear some of the other guests that we have lined up to introduce that are a part of the walkthrough gallery.
Absolutely.
But this is what I'm going to do. You had mentioned farmers in your first bio, so to speak, and sharing
mm-hmm.
your very personal, deep story. Thank you. Thank you for being so transparent in your story, because that is some very personal stuff that you share. But you talked about farmer. Question that came to my mind when you said that. Sustainability. How do we do that sustainability thing? Because it's a change of mindset, right? In
mm-hmm.
this society, with the current things that are going on, the tragedy, not even things, current tragedy that are going on, tragedies, that are going
yeah.
on, how do we keep that sustainability? Because when you mention the word farmer, automatically the word sustainability comes to my mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, insight to be great. How cool is that to, with all of the opposition that you had faced, all of the hitting you on the head, trying to drive you back into the board like a nail, you had these thoughts and insight that you were still greater than what they were making you believe. And so I need you to share some tangible techniques. And this may lead, what I'm running down right now, Adam, you tell me, it may lead into the second interview and the third interview and everything else, but I just got to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I need
nope.
you, from your mouth, to share some tangible techniques with people of how to deal with that when you're in an atmosphere of conflict, that just speaks volumes that you are even able to keep your mindset up to where I'm greater than this. I'm greater than this. Go ahead and reply to those two things, because I got two more.
Okay, no problem.
And we have 10 minutes, by the way.
Okay, so real quick, in order for you to sustain your thought process, in order for you to sustain a successful mentality, you have to burn the farm. Remember I said that the farmer lives off of what he grows. And so I was, my whole life, I was hearing certain things. I was hearing certain things, and this was the farm that I was living on. This was what was sustaining me and feeding me, were negative words and the conflict of somebody tells me something good, somebody tells me something bad. And at a point, this was my thought. This was really my thought. I'm a real person. I decided that the whole damn farm needed to burn. And so that's what happened. I decided that I was going to burn the farm. What do I mean by burn the farm? I was going to remove all of the negative influences in my life. I was going to remove all of the negative words in my life, and I was going to write my own declaration about who I am. I was going to write my own affirmation about who I am, and then I was only going to allow the people around me who would agree with my affirmation and my declaration. An affirmation are words that I speak are words that allow me to think correctly. But a declaration is the declaration over my life that causes me to write the words that I should be thinking about myself. Let me say that one more time. An affirmation are words that, like, you read about yourself. It's words that you read about yourself. A declaration is something that you speak over your life, and your mind and your heart, once they hear your declaration, will know how to affirm you. That's number one. Number two, how do you deal with all of the negativity going on around you? It's real simple. Rebel against it. Listen, this life is evil. Life is tough. Life is hard. Life if you listen to the words I just said, then this part is going to sound a little opposite. Life is an awesome trainer. It teaches you how to buck against the system and not be broken. It teaches you that it tries to lay its full weight against you. And if you listen to the naysayers, then you're going to miss an important principle. As hard as your life is, you still wake up every morning. You still get up and grind every day because you don't have a choice. And when you realize that, you'll start telling yourself, I don't have a choice but to be successful. Success is part of my lineage.
I hate that I have to interrupt you. Part of your lineage is the end of that sentence. You realize that it becomes part of your lineage.
Yes.
Man, oh man. Just those couple words is powerful. And you know what? I know that you are speaking the truth. Because you and I had a conversation a few weeks ago, and I made a comment to you because there was a couple of challenges that we were dealing with behind the scenes as a team.
Uh-huh.
And I had said something to you, and you had listened to me, didn't say a word. I think I was going on and on for about 10, 15 minutes or something. When I said the words, Adam, I just don't know how to walk on eggshells because that's not my personality. Do you remember you interrupted me? You said, hold up. No walking on eggshells up in this camp. None.
Right.
And it relates to what you're saying about you take your dreams and you make them a reality. If that means the people that you love and trusted and they let you down, for not supporting you in the way that you wanted them to, you refuse to have that kind of mindset that I have to walk on eggshells because somebody else may be in their process of growing. And you did encourage me. So be forgiving. Don't be mad. Don't hate. You know, all that other kind of stuff. But no way are we having you walk on that show. That touched me in such a way that you wouldn't even know.
And the reason why is because, remember this, giants don't know how to walk softly. They're giants. They don't know how to walk softly. So you trying or attempting to walk on eggshells in order to appease other people or in order to make sure that people aren't offended, does not help your amazing ability to impact others. And if you stop being excellent because somebody has an issue with your level of excellence, then you short-circuit your own ability to impact other people's lives.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and because of who I've learned you to be and who I know you as, I realize you can't whisper. You have to scream. Your life
has to scream.
I was just curious,
and that's exactly what it is. This big mouth is like, but that's my purpose. I know my purpose. See, sometimes we're all trying to figure out what is your purpose. And I don't ever come, I am so not arrogant. I am just full of confidence, but I'm also, I got the spirit behind me. The wind beneath my wings, I choose to call God, okay? And everybody that knows me knows that I don't get into what you personally choose to call that power. Just recognize the power when you're around me, because that I will do. That I will shy away. If you don't recognize the power, I don't got nothing to say to you. But there is
I have
power.
People all the time.
There is a divine.
Yeah, I have
that
people
is
all
my
the time.
Wind, you know, and I know my purpose. But go ahead, say it, because I got
one last thing,
and then you got one last thing.
I have people all the time who come up to me, and they're asking me, like, who are you? Who are you? And because I operate on several different platforms, spiritual, emotional, as a life coach, as a motivational speaker, because I deal with people from all types of backgrounds and people who believe in God and people who don't. But they all recognize that there's something special about me. And so I don't get into spiritual discussions unless I'm on that platform. I stay connected to my platform, and it's the reason why a lot of people don't aren't successful. I am not ashamed of being a Christian. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what I believe.
You are.
I believe it with my whole heart. That's who I am. I am a success because of that. That's what I believe. But that does not stop me from not being able to impact you just because I don't say the name of Jesus. You know what I mean? And
that's
so,
right.
But when you're dealing in business, you can't always come into business yelling and screaming. Well, that's business etiquette. We'll talk about that later. But one me and you have had a phenomenal business relationship and personal relationship because the two of us, two of us, when we deal with people, we've learned how to be our excellent selves without trying to convert everybody. It's like, hey,
you
let's just do the work.
Them. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Let's just do the work. And I realize
I love people
because some people who believe in Jesus like me are about as nasty as a rattlesnake. So, and then some people who don't believe in God are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Got your back. Everything else. I'm telling you. Okay, this is it. I got the timer's telling me, Adam, you already know we got so much, but I need you to close this out. One of my signature something-something that I have always done on my radio show, and I will continue to do until I stop doing them. You've said so many powerful things, but you've got to leave us with some a short, brief, powerful something-something for people to take away with. And I need you to tie it into your company products, services, which is Mindset Go and WOW. So you are put on the spot. How do you combine the two and leave us with something that comes from your heart, spirit, other than what you've already shared with us? But it has to be, you know, a short sentence of empowerment.
Okay, no problem. First off, Carolyn Hall, what an amazing woman you are. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share a portion of my story. Ladies and gentlemen, please go to AdamWadeWatson.com and get to know me. Like me on Facebook. I got a whole bunch.